is Jess Halliday reporting from HIE in Madrid. I'm at the Cargill booth where I'm joined by Elizabeth Fay and Henry Hussle. And we've been talking about their Truvia Stevia brand for sweetener and the applications that it can now be used in. So Elizabeth, perhaps you can explain to me. We started out with beverages as the most interesting application. What new kind of uses are we now seeing?
Well, we've got a wide array of applications that we can use Truvia Reviana and very exciting launches that we have in the U.S. and in Europe. Today we're showing at the booth various yogurt prototypes. Dairy applications are really hot and exciting. From our confectionery customers, we've also been able to work on a number of product launches, including mints and variety of other products that are not yet in the market but soon to be.
And you're telling me about there are some ice cream products as well?
Yes, Jess. They're delicious. I think that's the exciting thing that we're showcasing today are our dairy applications. While we don't have the ice creams on display in the U.S., we've had two successful ice cream launches that have been very successful and have been the product of Cargill working for the last 2 years on Reviana applications. We've got over 28,000 hours alone working with Truvia Reviana. We believe that we have the most experienced stevia extract applications team globally on four continents.
28,000 hours. That's the amount of time that people in your application team have spent playing around with Truvia and seeing how they can use it, right?
Yes, that's correct, Jess. And not only that, as you've probably heard, working with stevia, it's not a drop-in solution. So when you're working on various applications in different categories, you need an expertise with how will you replace bulk or change texture, taste rules in the food industry. So having not only a knowledge of how to work with stevia extracts such as Truvia Reviana, you need an understanding of how it works with all of the other ingredients that make up the final product.
So, Henry, perhaps you can explain to me a bit more about what other ingredients can go alongside Truvia.
Okay, so I think the different matrices in food, you know, are certainly some complicated ones, dairy being one of them, and certainly getting the sweetness system right is key to also that, not only from a taste point of view, but also from a texture point of view and an overall mouthfeel organoleptic point of view. So we've done a lot of work to establish the role of zeros with the zeros erythritol with Truvia, and we find those two particularly good partners when we're talking about formulation in dairy. I mean, in the US, we've had the success also with drinks, although that's not yet allowed in the EU. And then we've also got other applications which are in the pipeline, if you like, which also use that same synergy. So I think in particular that's a good partnership, those two, Truvia and Zeros.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Henry and Elizabeth. This is Jess Halliday at HIE in Madrid.